What are you doing now that you weren't doing before the quarantine?
Because we have a lot of time, especially around our house. And I think we all know that Jeff's a really good, like, at-home, fix-it kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I apparently have a garden in my backyard that somebody that had my house before left it. And I was out there and I was like, well, what is that little thing perking up? Apparently it's tomatoes.
Wow.
I'm a farmer now. Yeah.
Farmer Sarah.
Yeah, Farmer Sarah in the Dale. Farmer Sarah in the Dale. I got a tomato, the farmer in the Dale.
Is it only that one tomato?
That's it. That's all I got right
now.
There you go. But there's other things are poking up. I'll post a picture. There's other things poking up where I'm like, I think I might have some other things in here. I don't even know what I'm growing. That's how good of a farmer I am.
Yesterday, my wife Jillian completely redid the pantry. Like, it's now the most organized thing that's ever happened.
Wow.
So we were kind of comparing notes of, like, all the cool things that we've done since this started. And you guys know that I did that, like, weird diet where I gave up, like, a ton of stuff for Lent.
Yeah.
Jillian kind of started, too. Between the two of us, we've lost 30 pounds.
Seriously?
Everybody's talking about, like, the quarantine 50 or the corona 15. Like, we're losing 15.
Seriously?
I mean, I know that's going to sound like a brag, but it's true. Like, we weigh each other in the morning, just kind of like, all right, you know, because it just keeps going down. We haven't even flatlined.
Oh, my God. Well, once I start eating organic out of my garden, I'll jump on board with you.
You know, that's the thing, though. And this is going to be
Seriously. Real.
And, like, I don't want to scare anybody. We don't snack. Because we don't want to lose any food. It's not like we're worried about the food supply. Like, we've talked to Kroger, we've talked to HEB. Like, we're not worried about the food supply chain. It's just such a long line at the store.
Yes.
That it's just like, I used to go to the store just to pick up like two things because it's like right down the street, no problem. That doesn't exist anymore because at the very least, you might be able to go get your stuff, but you still got to go stand in a long line at checkout.
Just to give you perspective, my grocery list right now looks like a CVS receipt. That's how long it is.
Yeah, I bet.
You know what I mean?
My dad sent me a list and he's like, here are the needs and here
Essentials.
Are the wants.
Yeah.
Like, he's got it categorized because it's like, if you can just get these three things, we're fine. But like, hey, if there's any chance that you could go get these too, like, we'd love to have some food.
Well, I think it's better not to snack because when we're home right now, that's the one thing that you probably want to do is you just have idle time. So like, I'll just sit and eat a few of these. No, that's one thing you should not be doing right now. Snacking. Follow the Jeff Sheen plan.
Yep. Jesse, we know that you're drinking wine all the time, so you don't
a
have
lot
time
of
for
wine.
Snacking.
A lot of wine.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not driving.
I'm learning how to cook. I didn't really do a whole lot of cooking before, but now I'm like Rachel Ray in the kitchen.
Give us
what
an
are you
example.
Cooking?
Mac and cheese.
Okay. That's solid. Okay.
I've been cooking a lot of chicken and like zucchini noodles. I'm trying to be a little bit healthier and then
noodles,
the seasonal mac and cheese box.
Are you baking the chicken? Are you grilling the chicken? Is it
baking.
Like baking? Okay.
She's in an apartment. If she grills, she's going to find herself homeless. You cannot put a grill on the balcony.
Yes, you can. Is it small enough?
In my fridge and lit the whole thing on fire. So that's how it's going.
That is true. You did send us pictures of that.
It's burnt.
Jesse.
Don't wrap a potato in a rag.
It's a good sample of all the things that you can be doing right now. And we want to hear yours. Just hit us up on Facebook, Mix 96.5 Houston.